Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Wednesday, September 7th edition of the program. We have Democrat Senate candidate John Fetterman with a really troubling stop on the campaign where it seemed that he was not of sound mind. He's clearly got health issues. We'll discuss what this means for his campaign. Plus, we have the latest on the electricity issue of that California's facing with possible blackouts. They say they've been averted, but could still happen there. Why the green energy obsession just ruins everything for everybody. Not a surprise. And then COVID, they still think it's a big problem in New York, but they're going to let you take the mask off on the trains and on the transportation. We'll discuss this coming up here in just a moment. Due to your love for MyPillow products and support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. Because of this, Mike Lindell is launching brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is only for a limited time. The slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabrics. You can wear them all year round. The slides and sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. Mike guarantees these will be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. This incredible offer won't be around for long, so stock up now. That's slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited-time offer. They come with a one-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK. I've got my slippers on right now, actually. I mean, I'm actually wearing them on my feet as I do the show, because I love these My Slippers so much, and they really are that comfortable. Look, Democrats are ruthless and cynical. You know that. They're also hypocritical, and they are cowards in the face of the mob. There's a lot of things that are true of Democrats these days. But the cynicism that we have seen with their initial nomination of Joe Biden. Too old for the job. Early stages of senility. Clearly. The cynicism in pushing him forward on the American people has now, I think, or is about to be exceeded, is being exceeded by the putting forward of Fetterman as a Democrat Senate candidate. This guy had a massive stroke, a year ago, almost died, or it was earlier this year, almost died from it. And we always say this because I have no malice toward him or any other Democrat on a personal level. I hope he is healthy and well and has many, many good decades ahead with his family. But he shouldn't be running for the United States Senate. He should be tending to his health and not effectively taking the trust of the American people and putting it all at risk based upon the fact that he is not physically capable of doing this. He's not physically capable of doing the job. I want you to hear this, okay? This is not edited. This is the would-be next senator from the state of Pennsylvania at a campaign stop in front of the microphone on stage.
Please understand the stakes in this race. Send me to Washington, D.C. to send so I can work with Senator Casey and I can champion the union way of life in D.C. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's an honor. I live 8 minutes away from here. And when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away. Dr. Oz in his mansion in New Jersey. You've got a friend and you have an ally. Send me to Washington, D.C. Thank you very much. Thank you, Steelworkers.
Does that sound like a guy who should be a United States senator right now? I mean, put aside the content. I mean, just listen to the way that he says it all. I mean, you can tell he's searching for what's supposed to be said next. Seems a little confused. But Democrats don't care. They are ruthless. When it comes to this stuff, they just want what they want, and that is power. And if they have to put somebody forward who is not healthy enough, if they have to put somebody forward who is clearly not in a place in his life where this is what he should be doing, they don't care. They did it to Joe Biden. He's the president. Now they're doing it with Fetterman, who honestly sounds even worse than Biden when Biden's having a bad day. I don't like having to analyze this. I want to talk about policies. I want to talk about ideas. I know the Democrats have a lot of bad ones. But this is a reality. They used to talk about the 25th Amendment with Donald Trump all the time. And Trump is like a dynamo of energy, of entertainment, of comedy, of thoughts, of phrases, of, you know, you name it. I mean, the live ability of Trump to engage a political audience, I've never seen anything like it. And I've spent hours at this point talking to Donald Trump. And never once have I thought, oh, he's not up for this. He can't handle this medically speaking, mentally speaking. But they talk about the 25th Amendment with him all the time. Why? Well, because they're utterly ruthless. Utterly ruthless. Now, one thing that I was telling everybody about early on the pandemic, switching gears here for a second, was don't think that they're just going to use this mentality and this mass mobilization with the science and big tech only for the issue of COVID. This is going to be something that is much more broadly applied. They're going to effectively run the COVID, shut up, do what we say, or else you're a danger to the public playbook on other issues, too. I will get to this in a second. You're not going to believe. It's an amazing little audio clip I'll play you. Comes to us from Europe, but it's a harbinger of things to come here. There's no sign of identity theft slowing down, and why should it? More than $14 billion were stolen from identity theft victims last year alone. To cyber criminals, it's a success story. To the rest of us, it's a wake-up call. Your personal info is now in more places than ever, and all that exposure can make it dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats you could miss on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist will be dedicated to your case and work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, But LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year right now. I have LifeLock. I have had it for years, and it's really necessary. Go to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/BUCK for 25% off. Now, first off, Gavin Newsom has had to tell everybody, he's like, hey, I've got to take a break from just being so handsome and smooth to tell you all right now that as the governor of California, your lights are going to have to go out probably because we're stupid at running this state. And yeah, here is Gavin Newsom telling everybody the risk of power outages is real.
Californians, you've stepped up to help in a big way to keep the lights on so far. But we're heading to the worst part of this heat wave, and the risk for outages is real and it's immediate. These triple-digit temperatures throughout much of our state are leading, not surprisingly, to record demand on the energy grid. Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days. Individuals, the state, industries, business, all doing their part to help reduce strain on the grid. And today and tomorrow afternoon after 4 p.m., in particular 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances.
78 degrees? I mean, I am like a human slip and slide down my back at 78 degrees. I am a sweaty mess. 78 degrees?
Just, you know, please do your part to help out, everybody. 78 degrees, no problem.
First off, Gavin Newsom did this wearing like a fleece in his obviously very comfortably air-conditioned office, which is no surprise. This is the guy who shut down restaurants for everybody else when he went to a 14-person dinner at French Laundry, the most expensive restaurant in California and one of the most elite restaurants in the entire world, or elitist restaurants. So, yeah, there's that about this guy. But no, but one thing you have to understand is that when it comes to the climate change lunacy, it's all-encompassing. So here's what they've done. California is over-reliant now and has built a grid poorly, or has added to the grid poorly because of green energy concerns, because of CO2 emissions. And still, most of it comes from fossil fuels, but they're over-reliant on these on renewables to this day. You have to understand, they're doing that to fight climate change, they say, which is doing nothing other than making things more expensive and less reliable from an energy perspective. But what do they say the reason is for now the threat of blackouts in the state of California? It's not their idiotic decisions and the poor grid that they are reliant on, that they've built and they maintain. It is climate change itself. Oh, okay. So they make stupid decisions to fight climate change that do nothing to actually fight climate change, but makes everything less reliable and more expensive for an energy perspective. And when that becomes apparent, they say, oh, the reason this is happening is climate change. It's like a faith-based tradition. It's a religious belief for them now because they don't actually believe in God. They believe in Mother Earth and collective action. That's really their deity. And this then brings you back to what I mentioned to you about the mass mobilization mentality that we saw from COVID with, oh, you better do this or else you're a danger to society. And I said, don't think that this whole 2 weeks to slow the spread and shut everything down and hashtag science, and they're not going to stop just with COVID, because now they realize everyone's like COVID. They were wrong about everything. They couldn't stop anything. The shots don't work worth a crap. Like we've seen all this stuff now. We all know, even though they won't admit it, they kind of know, except for the real deluded loons. But notice that with the energy crisis in Europe, and it's a true crisis brewing there, and they're still doing idiotic Green New Deal stuff in Europe. They're doing this climate fighting by shutting down nuclear plants in Germany, for example. Nuclear is the best, cleanest energy source we could possibly have based on technology that exists today, and they're still shutting down nuclear plants because nuclear is scary. Yeah, this nuclear power plants are very icky. They make the green goo. That's if you touch it, it makes your fingers melt into nothing. Pretty much. That's what they think about the nuke. Just, yeah, don't touch the radioactive stuff. That's a bad idea. The radioactive goo is coming out all over. I can't handle it. But here is the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen Notice the language she used when she's mandating you use less electricity. The phrase she uses, play it.
This is what is expensive, because in these peak demands, the expensive gas comes into the market. So what we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid the peak demands. We will propose a mandatory target for reducing electricity use at peak hours, and we will work very closely with the member states to achieve this.
What we will do is flatten the curve? Who does that sound like? Flatten the curve? As the Fauci was known for saying. Oh, 2 weeks to flatten the curve of your energy demand. Isn't it interesting how just the language gets repurposed all of a sudden? Oh, it's all a big coincidence. Sure it is. They want to control everything about your life. Still, it wasn't just during COVID. They want to keep doing that. And they don't have the existential threat of COVID anymore to hype up and terrify everybody with. So what do? Ah, yes, it's the existential threats of the climate change. Yeah, guten Tag. That's what gets everybody very scared, so we can control every aspect of your life, Fraulein. That's the way this is going. And here, I have to tell you, it's only going to get crazier, because like I notice, the feedback loop here is, as the energy grid, as the problems get worse, it's more because of climate change. If things are too cold, it's climate change. If things are too hot, it's climate change. So it doesn't matter, you know, if we don't have enough power for whether it's the winter or the summer, the problem isn't our attempts to stop climate change, which are lunacy. The problem is the climate change worsening itself, which then justifies in their minds, and for all of you peasants, of course, because we are the peasants that have to suffer the consequences, the expansion of the climate change protocols that we are all having to live under. You see, it's a cycle of crazy that we all have to go through. Speaking of crazy, Governor Hochul, she of the vaccine necklace fame, I argue the dumbest governor in the entire United States of America, which is saying something. She just today announced that they will be getting rid of mask mandates. People don't even realize there still was a mask. There have been mask mandates for, well, you can hear it from her. Play Governor Hochul finally announcing.
Department of Health will be issuing new guidance regarding masks based on the CDC guidance. And starting today, masks will be optional. You'll be starting to see these signs. This is our subway sign. So places like shelters, correctional facilities, detention centers, and yes, mass transit. And so I want to thank everyone who's been complying on our transit systems for 28 months, a long time. I still expect I will see many people on the trains and subways and walking down the streets. I walk the streets of Manhattan almost every day, and I see people still wearing them. That is their choice. We encourage them to do that. So these are encouraged but optional.
Wait, so you're still encouraging masks like an idiot after mandating them like an idiot for going on 3 years, 2.5, 2 years, 2 years and change. It's remarkable, isn't it? She sees people wearing masks outside, thinks that's a good idea. I see it, and it's a cry for help. It's people having an anxiety disorder on display for all to see. But this is what we go through. This is what happens when Democrats are in charge. I hope everyone takes note of this. Lee Zeldin is only about 5 points behind the latest polling in very blue New York. Having a Republican governor would be a huge help. So this is when it's time to focus in and get it done, everybody. And that's what we do here on the show. Like I said, we're expanding next week. So get ready for that. We're going to do a longer show, more video, more fun stuff on the Buck Sexton Show. So we'll be doing that. And I will talk to you tomorrow I'm going to be in Austin, Texas tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun. Eat some great food, crush some commies. Talk to you. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.